Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst fires to first and picks off Lemon. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Boggs moves to third. Evans moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins misplays the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Boggs scores. Evans moves to third. Rice moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to home to get Evans. Rice moves to third. Armas moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutierrez moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gutierrez moves to third. Evans moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice is walked intentionally. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Sid Monge now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trammell strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 1 in the game. Garby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Hurst covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Lemon moves to third. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 0 for 2 in the game. Garbi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Herndon scores. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garbi moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gettman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Gettman reaches second base with a double. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gettman moves to third. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garbi fields it and throws to second for the out. Gettman scores. Two outs. It's 11-6, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Armas reaches second base with a double. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Easler reaches second base with a double. Armas scores. It's 12-6, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Easler moves to third. Two outs. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gettman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Mark Clear now pitching. Rupert Jones pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Barbaro Garby. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon scores. Parrish moves to third. Jones moves to second. Two outs. It's 12-7, Red Sox. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Willis now pitching. Rupert Jones now playing left field. Darrell Evans now playing third base. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Howard Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Grubb now playing left field. Rupert Jones now playing center field. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish strikes out. 1 out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones strikes out. 2 outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.